So the big question is this: how can I live a life of purpose and meaning and still pay my mortgage? I had the good six-figure corporate job, but it got to a point where I felt like I was going to be sick every day on my way to work. I knew there had to be a better way. So I hung up my corporate suit and I put on my yoga pants. I've spent the last 20 plus years searching for answers. I've traveled to the end of the earth, studying with gurus and teachers, chasing balance and clarity, and crafting a life of purpose. I'm deeply passionate about helping other seekers and entrepreneurs do the same. I'm Leanne Wolke, and this is The Epic Journey. Join me and my guests as I share lessons learned along my personal growth and entrepreneurial journey. The signs I've been trying to ignore, I can no longer be denied. Last night, I got the message from the school telling me to check my email. So of course, like any parent, I pulled over to see what was actually going on. And as I opened my email, there it was. My suspicion was confirmed. Masks would be required at school again. And my daughter, who was with me, she winced a bit, not enjoying the idea of going back to school with a mask. And you know, it was ironic because the night before at back to school night, which of course was held online via Zoom, one of the teachers said how great it was to have the kids back in the classroom and to actually see their faces. Well, I guess that was short-lived. I wasn't surprised because it's been the writing on the wall. We've heard of Florida hospitals being overloaded. We've heard of other states and businesses having issues again. And even one of our neighbors just confirmed that they had a child who was diagnosed with COVID. Now, here's the deal. It seems like more and more places I'm going, we're back to masks. You know, I guess I'm glad that I purchased more when they were on sale instead of believing that we were actually out of this quagmire. When I look back to June 1st, when I closed my physical yoga studio, there was so much emotion around it because I wanted to believe that life as we knew it would just resume. However, as we know from this summer, things haven't gone back to normal. It's a very different world that we live in. And so for me, as I look at what can we do now in this new reality, what's the opportunity? Now, I think that the schools, the teens, the parents, we all are stressed out, burned out at the end of our rope, so to speak. I hear that from clients all day long. This feeling of burnout, this feeling of how much longer can this go on? And so the opportunity is to look at what can we do now? Where do we have choice? Where can we exert our choice, our opportunity, and our freedom in this current environment? Now, just in full disclaimer here, I am vaccinated. My family is vaccinated. I'm not saying exercise your freedom, don't get the vaccine. That's a personal decision for another day that each person has to really navigate on their own. After a career in drug development, I was able to look at what I knew from drug development, assess the risks, and my desire to see my mom. So it was an easy decision for me. I recognize that it's not so easy for many people. So please know, I am not talking about vaccines here. What I am talking about is how do we reconnect to a sense of feeling supported, a sense of feeling strong in our bodies, a sense of getting through the challenges that exist right here. You know, this practice, it's taught me how to fail. It's taught me how to fall out of a handstand. It's taught me how to create a sense of resiliency to get back up again. It's taught me to let go of things that don't serve me. And it's also taught me to honor my body, cultivating a sense of gentleness, compassion, acceptance, as well as self-expression. You know, this feeling of freedom and bliss that the practice gives without relying on another person, without relying on a substance, a drug, just letting the body do what it wants to do, unlocking that inner wisdom, unlocking that intuition, and feeling that sense of peace, that sense of resiliency, that sense of connected in. And this last couple of weeks, I've had my daughter and her friend practicing with me, and actually even practicing without me. And they've reported that they feel better. So as we begin to mask up our kids again for school, and probably us as adults, then maybe it's time to return to your practice. Now, I know the idea of going into a practice space and practicing mat to mat is not appealing for many people right now. And I'll be honest, it's not for me. But I do know that a practice at home with a great teacher online can fill that void. It can allow me to drop into my body. And before I even know it, I don't even realize that I'm not in a studio. I put on the playlist, I listen to the instructor, and as I lay in Shavasana, I am so blessed to have that gift. So if you haven't practiced with us in a long time, or you haven't ever tried us online, I encourage you to give it a go. Because this is the time that we probably need it most. But I'll be honest, I think it's any time we need it most. So I hope you'll give it a try. I hope whether you practice with us or practice on your own, that you will turn in, that you will give yourself grace, give the others around you grace, and together we'll get through this crazy life of ours one breath at a time.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Epic Journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave a rating and a review. I truly hope that you got something out of this episode that you can use on your own epic journey.